The word of God is a lamp by night and a light by day and a delight at all times. If we want to know the glory of God and experience the beauty of God, then we must live in the word of God. One word from God is able to contain an entire life-changing formula. God has commissioned Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa to preach the word of faith and bring the message of the gospel to the unbeliever. Supercharge your day with the word of God that will enable you to be rooted and built in Christ. Now, Reverend Alex Barbin Kosa.
Romans chapter 12, the verse number 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Glory to Jesus. As God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Precious one, God has dealt to you the measure of faith. So you have a measure of faith. And I share with you today on the subject, the measure of faith. God has dealt with every man a measure of faith. That is indisputable. The same way the master of the house dealt with every servant a measure of talent. To one he gave 5, to another he gave 3, to the other he gave 1. In Matthew chapter 25. All right? And the objective of giving them those talent was to multiply them. Multiply the talent. And that was why when the master returned, the one who had 1 talent, who had buried it and did not use that talent to generate more talent, what happened was that the master was not happy with him. I came to tell you, the measure of faith that has been given unto you has also been given to you so that you multiply your faith. Now, when it comes to faith, 2 dimensions are involved according to scriptures. Number 1 has to do with growing the faith. Growing the faith. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and the verse number 3, it reads, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards each other abounded. Glory to God. It says, because your faith groweth exceedingly. So faith has the ability to grow and grow exceedingly. So it's important when it comes to faith, the measure of faith that has been given unto you can grow it exceedingly. Strengthening of faith is the second dimension. In Romans chapter 4 and the verse number 20, it reads, Romans chapter 4 and the verse number 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. This is about Abraham. He, Abraham, staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So Abraham did not stagger the promise of God that was given to him. He received the promise of God by faith. And in the process of time, he could not give unbelief a chance in his life because he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, as we have established that faith can be multiplied, if you know how to receive more faith, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Many people are good at reading the word of God, but not hearing the word. They read the word, but they don't hear the word. They read what is written, but never ask themselves, what is God telling me with this scripture? For instance, if I read in his word that no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper, I need to ask myself, what is this telling me? What is God telling me? Why does God want me to know that no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper? What God is telling me is that the weapon that can prosper against me, the weapon that can hurt me, the weapon that can destroy me, does not exist. Kisho pranina. Marathiza Christi Sosa. It does not exist. It does not exist. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. It means that the weapon that can prosper against me does not exist. If it does not exist, any weapon I will see pointed towards me, I should laugh at it because it cannot prosper. Glory to God. The moment you hear this from the word, you hear, if you read it, it's one thing, but the moment you hear that the weapon that can destroy me does not exist, your faith will shoot up. You would increase in your faith. Glory to Jesus. You will increase. Oh, Maradijo, Shontobroni, Antrogizo. Ah, it will shoot up. But this faith also must be strengthened to be able to bulldoze through all odds and oppositions. You see, Abraham, hearing from God, staggered not at the word because he had a strong faith. You see, at every time that one is exercising faith, what will happen is that there will be oppositions of faith. There will be trials of your faith. Okay? There will be things that will want to make it difficult for you to remain faithful to the word of God. And oftentimes, the three things that are very common are time, matter, and space. These three things will always or oftentimes challenge your faith in Christ Jesus. Time. You see, time has elapsed. Can you still hold on to your faith? I give you a typical example. You're looking for a job, you go for an interview, you believe in God to have the job, and your faith is telling you that you have the job. Then the company writes back to you and say that if you don't hear from us by this date, then we did not pick you. And your faith was strong as long as the time had not elapsed. Then you woke up one day, and the last day of the time frame that was given for the company to get back to you was that day. You still have faith, of course. Then evening came, you still have faith. And you had not heard from them. When tomorrow comes, if you're not careful, you begin to ask yourself, should I still continue to believe or not? Isn't it? Exactly. Exactly what I'm talking about. Their time has passed. They didn't call you. It means you were not chosen. No, it does not mean you were not chosen. God, whose word we walk with, the just shall live by faith. Hey, cannot be limited by time, the boundaries of time. He cannot be limited by the boundaries of time, not at all. So although the company's time has elapsed, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or imagine. Glory to Jesus. Glory to God. Number two has to do with, I mentioned, space. Space. You are believing God for an opportunity to be here. And you got there and they told you, there's no space. There's no space for you. It is full. It is over. Hey, would you say that it is over with you? No. Even if there is no space, your faith should be able to create space for you. They will tell you it's not possible. Your faith should be able to make it possible. Where people were turned away and they were told that it is full, we've reached our maximum capacity, we can take no more. When you get there, by reason of your faith in Christ Jesus, there should be a door open unto you. There should be space created to receive you. But sometimes we are not able to hold on to our faith the moment we hear that, oh, we've run out of space. There is no more opportunity here. We've filled all opportunities. So there is no opportunity anymore for you. And you accept it. And you give up on your faith. No way. If faith says yes, nobody can say no. Glory to God. Number three has to do with matter. Matter has to do with material things. And sometimes when people wake up, they look into their bank accounts and then they see that they are low on their bank accounts. They project their day and then they project their capacity based on how much is in the account. No, your faith should live beyond your account. Your faith should be able to plan and project and look forward and pursue things that are bigger than your bank accounts. It's not your bank accounts that will fulfill the greater and superior things God wants to do with your life. It will take faith. Faith is a currency. It can buy the things that money cannot buy. It can create what money cannot create. Glory to Jesus. To gain strong faith requires that our faith is able to sail above time factor, resource availability factor, space factor. And to do this, we will need to practice our faith. If our faith is going to get strong, we will need to practice it. Until faith is put into practice, it will always remain weak. Any faith that has not been put to work before, it's not strong. Continuous practice will strengthen your faith like never before, giving you a level of confidence and trust in what God has said. He has shale. Brende sebro di koski pashadege. In the name of Jesus. And as you get it right, you practice it and it work one, it will always work for you the rest of your life. That's the beauty of building strong faith in Christ Jesus. May God help you to build a stronger faith in Him so that your life will always be a life of the supernatural, continuously going forward and upward in the name of Him who died and rose again. Open up your mouth and begin to bless God. Kakandie keke, baraziza kaskeshe, brento stroko sindaga, gargijo shonte frenima, razinzandugush kapariga, ratijo tolobrunima, rigaziza stosto sosondia, barita paketende brenende shede, intakuza bandaha. Oh, glory to Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening to the Word of Faith podcast by Reverend Alex Barbinkosa. Our mission here is to bring the message of the gospel through discipleship, Bible discussions, and helping to answer new believers' questions, doubts, and difficulties. If you would like to hear more of this podcast message, contact us and subscribe to our newsletter on www.noisproject.org for more content to help you in your everyday life. Send us an email to info@noisproject.org. If you also want to partner with us to bring this content to unreached areas of the world or to your country, go to the menu and click donate or visit noisproject.org/donate.